All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, or to myth number 125. Learning today is sponsored by B and Joel Dickstein, in memory of B's mother, Rivka Bazisya, by Avi Piatnikov, in memory of his father, Yosef Ben Harav Simcha Banim, and by Susan Palaboy, in memory of her grandfather, Yosef Mendel Ben Shalom Yona, to Heinish Matzim Tzura B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, an interesting case that was asked to me this week. Similar question that was asked a couple years back, and I gave Mincha Marav Shira on it once. It was a different case, but similar concept. So the question is, someone sells merchandise online through an eBay, Amazon type of medium. And the way it works is you sell your merchandise, the buyer doesn't pay you directly, pays the middleman, eBay or Amazon or any other one of these companies. And the company then credits your account for the sale. So you sold $100, so he pays them $100 and they credit your account to $100. So what happened here is that he sold his merchandise and they ended up crediting extra money to his account. So the question is he supposed to return the money to that middleman, to that platform, the eBay or whatnot? So at first I'm thinking, okay, the halacha is a halacha, but all right, a couple extra dollars, what's a big deal? But he told me that it was actually $1,500 extra that they credited his account. So it really is a significant sum and therefore a very important question. So this is basically the question of hashavas avida to a non-Jew. Are we allowed to, supposed to, return a lost object to the non-Jew? So the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch are pretty clear that we do not have to, at the very least, possibly not even allowed to. So the Gemara says that Avedas Akum Muteris, in Bava Kama, Kufya Gimel Mabez, that the Aveda of a non-Jew is permissible to keep. Gezel Akum is Asur, you can't steal from a non-Jew, but their lost item, we don't have to return it. This is learned out, derived from the Pasuk, L'chol Avedas Achicha, from any lost object of your brother, from your fellow Jew, that you have to return. But if it's not a fellow Jew, you don't have to return it. This is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Chosha Mishpat, Reish Samach Vavsi. If Aleph Abedas Ovde Kochavim Muteres, the lost object of a, and I'll be specific here, I keep saying non-Jew, but the truth is the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch keep saying Akum, an idol worshiper. So that is Muter, it's permissible for you to keep. Why is that so? So this is a machlokes between Rambam and Rashi, and a very significant machlokes that's going to bear it a nafkamina in our case. So the Rambam says the reason is because returning the lost money or the lost object to an akum, to an Oved Avodah Zarah, would be supporting Avodah Zarah, would be supporting the wrong cause, idol worshippers, and therefore it's usher to do so. Again, you don't go and steal from them, but we don't want to return some lost change to them. Rashi says nothing to do with the Oved Avodah Zarah or the idol worshippers. It's just because the Torah specifies achicha, your brother, and this is something, returning a lost object is something you do for a family, for someone who's very close to you. This is not, as an American citizen, we're not obligated to every lost object that we find to go and return it to its rightful owners. That's lifnim yishur esedin, that's above and beyond. That's not normal societal, it's not part of the bylaws of a normal functioning society. No stealing, no trespassing, no damaging, yes, but that I have to go and return every lost object? No, that's again, that's a tova, that's a chesed of sorts. So that is something you do for achicha. And if you start doing that for everybody, so it diminishes the unique relationship among, in the achdus, among achinu kol beis Yisrael. That's what Rashi says. So given that, the Be'er HaGola, it's quoted by the Badi HaShulchan, says there's a major nachmina nowadays. Does this halacha apply to the non-Jewish society around us that we are living in? So if it's based on the Rambam, that it's all about being machzike yad ovde avodah zarah, so most non-Jews today are not considered to be ovde avodah zarah, and therefore there's be no problem, and probably appropriate, to return their lost item. Certainly at least no problem. But according to Rashi, when it's also, the essence of it is we're supposed to have a special relationship among the Jews, so then it would still be a problem, and we should not really return any lost object from a non-Jew. How do we paskin? So the Badei HaShulchan, a longer sugya here, and even within, there's some nuances I'm glossing over, but that's the basic structure of the machlokes. So the Badei HaShulchan says, if you look at the poskim, it really seems like we paskin like Rashi. This is the way the Beis Yosef says. He says this is what the Bahag holds, and he would have wrote that if not for censorship issues. That really the issue is not one of Avodah Zarah, but we're supposed to have a unique relationship among Klal Yisrael, and therefore only return the lost items of Klal Yisrael. So it would come out that you are not supposed to return the lost object or extra money or something of a non-Jew. However, there is one major exception. The Gemara says this, and Shulchan Aruch quotes it as well, that if returning the item will create a Kiddush Hashem, so then Harei Zeh Meshubach, then you're allowed to and even supposed to, it's praiseworthy for you to return the item. So it's really a case-by-case situation. If you had extra change from the store you went into, it's owned by a non-Jew, and you realize that you go back and you make a Kiddush Hashem by returning the extra money. It's a famous story of the rabbi, that's like the Chanich, who bought a desk on Craigslist, and he opened up one of the drawers, and he found like $100,000 cash in there. And he returned the money. It was to non-Jew, he returned the money, and he was written up in the LA Times as the most honest man in America, and he was on the Steve Harvey Show. That was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. But if it's not going to make a Kiddush Hashem, right, there's no Chil Hashem, nobody knows about it. I'm not making a Chil Hashem. If it's not going to make a Kiddush Hashem, I should say, then there really would be no obligation and possibly no allowance, but certainly no obligation to return it. So in this case, I said, the person, you know, whoever, eBay or Amazon, has no idea who they're dealing with. It might even be a computer. It's not a Kiddush Hashem for you to go and return that money to the company that charged that credit to your account with the extra funds. So at the very least, certainly you would not be obligated.